by illness, yet tough-minded, stressed by religious anxiety, yet capable of lightning action in war, sometimes great-hearted, sometimes harsh, was by any standards a person of extraordinary creative imagination and practical achievement. His biggest vision, inspired by Bede, was the idea of a single kingdom of the English, which his children and grandchildren would achieve, the state that still is the core of the UK today. In my view, he's not only the greatest Briton, but one of the greatest rulers in history of any time and place. And if you want one example of why the Anglo-Saxons still matter to us today, surely it's Alfred.
The historian Michael Wood on King Alfred. Join us again tomorrow evening at the same time when Martin Carver profiles one of the great Anglo-Saxon tacticians and military leaders, Æthelflæd, daughter of King Alfred. Meanwhile, you can catch up with all the previous editions of the Anglo-Saxon portraits in the essay via the Radio 3 website. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. 11 o'clock, time for Thursday's Late Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Lavender is an old, 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 old lady. Lavender is, aren't you? I thought you were. Lady Lavender in the indigo house by the purple wood. Cobwebbed by spiders in magic magenta. Lavender, keeper of dark corners and black blue blood. Lady of the soft edges, tell us all, or tell me where day goes with night and what they do there. And what it means. The questions fall on your lavender lap, and your answer is a lavender laugh in a lavender cry near a lavender what by a lavender why.
In my song. my day. If by night I must always walk in the light. Don't mistake me, underrate me, 'cause Monday, and I live for a little land, I sing about myself. And I live for a little, I sing about my soul. Every day, everywhere. Some men mock me, say I'm a fool, but I don't care. I can sing one thing and then live another. I'll be saved by day. The devil on the common morning, I'm gonna live a single bell in my sound. I'm gonna live the life I sing about in my song, with my song.
Dear Amanda Gallas with I'm Gonna Live the Life, one of the songs written by the father of gospel music, Thomas A. Dorsey. And you'll know by now, because I keep playing him, the voice of Ken Nordine to begin Late Junction tonight. That was from his album Colours, and that came about after a commission from a paint company to write some word jazz tracks for them back in the 1960s. Before Sam Cooke was famous with such hits as Cupid, Twistin' the Night Away and Wonderful World, he was just a gospel singer. Here he is with the Soul Stirrers, recorded in 1951.
Jesus gave me water. And it was not well. There was a woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell. That a woman dropped a pitcher, she drank and was made richer from the water he gave her. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I wanna let his praise swell. Jesus gave her water. He gave that woman water. Gave a living and loving lasting water. And it was not in well. On that woman he had pity. She ran back to the city, crying glory, hallelujah, and did his wonders tell. She left my Savior singing. She came back to him bringing the town seat of the water, Lord, and it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praise swell. Jesus gave that woman water. Gave her that loving, lasting water. Water, and it was not in the well. Lord, that woman left for shouting. There was no room for doubting that she had met a Savior who did her wonders tell. Every time she doubted,
She started to think about him, the man that gave her that water alone, and it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water, Jesus gave her water, Jesus gave her water. I wanna let his praises swell. Tell you he gave that woman water, gave her that loving less than water. Water, 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 loving water, and it was not in the well.
Sussex concertina player Scan Tester, who died in 1972, and a traditional tune called The Broom Dance, following on from Sam Cooke and The Soul Stirrers, that was recorded in 1951. Arvo Pärt wrote a piece in 1990 for two choirs and two organs called Beatus Petronius for the 600th anniversary of the majestic San Petronio Basilica in Bologna. 10 years later, he rearranged, still for two choirs, but now with woodwind, tubular bells and strings. The Latvian Radio Choir and the Sinfonietta Riga are conducted by Tonu Kaljuste. May Blessed Petronius intercede on our behalf with him who has given us the true blessed prize, so that every plague may cease. Well, I was very excited to get the new album from the Norwegian trio Splash Girl. They just go from strength to strength. The new album's called Field Day Rituals, and that track was Long Story. And I'll definitely be playing you more from that album. Just before that, music by Arvo Pärt, Beatus Petronius. That was the Latvian Radio Choir and Sinfonietta Riga, conducted by Tanu Kaljuste. MC Schmidt and Drew Daniel make up the American duo known as Matmos. I'm going to play you a track from their most recent album called Very Large Green Triangles. And if you get a chance, have a search online for a video clip that goes with it.
Something with green triangles, very large green triangles. Thank you.
Ligeti's Fanfares, one of the studies from his book Four, and that's taken from an excellent new recording by Thomas Hell. And just before that, Matmos, Very Large Green Triangles was the title of that track. And as I said before, when you've got a minute, have a look for their video online. Now, absolutely no apologies for playing a long track from a new album which is gorgeous and getting rave reviews. It was out on the 21st of January, and it's by Stefan Mathieu and David Sylvian, who first worked together at the Punkt Festival in Kristiansand in 2011. And this album by them, Wandermüde, is reworkings, rethinkings, I suppose, of David's album Blemish. And this track is called Telegraphed Mistakes. Stefan Mathieu and David Sylvian, a number called Telegraphed Mistakes, which comes from their album out this month called Wandermüde. I remember when I was first listening to it, writing something about it on Twitter, and immediately I got a response from several people saying it was the best music to happen this year so far. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. If you want to get in touch with us, late.junction@bbc.co.uk is our email address. Now, a new song by composer Emily Hall. It's called Sonnet, and it's sung here in this live recording by Olivia Cheney, with Ollie Coates on cello and Mara Carlisle playing saw.
Thank you.
burgundy is fat. Sorry to be so blunt, but that's burgundy. Fat. Burstingly burgundy. So. But also soft. So fatly soft. So softly fat. That you begin to wonder, really, how does burgundy, soft and as fat as it is, manage to keep up? Where does it hide its huffing and puffing? And the deep, deep drowsiness after the tall dinner? Come, come, big burgundy. What do you weigh? How much have you gained since the beginning? Beautiful, burgeoning burgundy. Big, big burgundy. Fat, fat, fat. As a burgundy cat.
ご乗車ありがとうございます。交通局では1枚のカードで地下鉄、市バス、ニュートラムのほかスルッと関西ネットワーク加入各社を共通で利用できるレインボーカードを発売しています。定期券のように改札機に直接入れてご使用ください。便利なレインボーカードのご利用をお願いします。
Well, that's from a CD put out by a Japanese train company. That lady was inviting you to get your rainbow card, a travel card for the Osaka subway. Ken Nordine's vision of Burgundy just before. And that followed Author, the duo of Leeds-based dubstep producers Jack Sparrow and Ruxpin. And that was their Green and Blue. And a sonnet by Emily Hall, first of all, sung by Olivia Cheney with Ollie Coates on cello and Mara Carlisle playing saw. This is a piece by the New Zealand-based composer Alex McKinnon. It's called Piano Coalescence, and it's a piano recorded in a railway container space. The Dutch harpsichordist Ton Koopman, one of the great Bach experts of the world. And he's just released a recording of Bach's harpsichord partitas. He'll be 69 this year. And he says this recording's been a long time coming through his own lack of time. He's been recording Bach's complete organ works and complete cantatas for one thing, and he's got a very busy touring schedule. But he says also it's because of his respect for Bach. These aren't pieces just to fit in around other projects. It's a real labour of love. And that was the beautiful Sarabande from the Partita No. 6. And Alex MacKinnon, first of all, there. Piano Coalescence was the name of his piece, a piano recorded in a railway container. The Latvian composer Peteris Vasks is so often inspired by the nature of his homeland, and birds in particular. He sees them as what he calls the barometer of man's goodwill. Our actions, the way we treat them and the world can cause them to leave us. This is his Landscape with Birds, played here by Algirdas Vizgirda.
Thank you. fingers running over the strings, strumming chords to support his melody. A little girl on his lap singing along, looking into his eyes, learning how to read between the
Randy Tuitenborg and So Long. Morten Mikkelsen on clarinet, Espen Later on accordion, Anders Arum on piano and Jens Fossum on bass. And they followed on from the Delta Saxophone Quartet from their album dedicated to the music of Soft Machine. It's not a covers album, but an imagination of what might have been if they and Soft Machine had ever met. And that track was an improvisation on the first few notes of Hugh Hopper's composition, which gave the album its title. Dedicated to you, but you weren't there. And first of all, Petteris Vask's beautiful Landscape with Birds, played by Algirdas Bizgirda. Tomorrow's World on Three comes live from the Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow with Mary-Anne Kennedy, and she'll be introducing some live bands, including the Old Crow Medicine Show, the Rachel Hare Trio and The Chair. And Jez Nelson's here on Monday with Jazz on Three, as usual. And he'll be introducing music played by Radio 3 New Generation artist, the sax player Trish Clues, and her Nonette with guest pianist Gwilym Simcock. And I'm going to end Late Junction for this week with Bang on a Can All-Stars playing a piece by Michael Gordon called I Buried Paul. Now, the story behind that is the ending of the Beatles song Strawberry Fields Forever. Just when you think it's finished, the music returns back to front. John says cranberry sauce, his voice lowered an octave in the studio, and the myth became that he had said, I buried Paul. People began playing the Beatles backwards. And as Michael Gordon says, lots of strange music and noise was broadcast, and this piece is about that noise. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3 with me, Katriana Young. We've an arrangement of Mozart's clarinet quintet a bit later, as well as a string quartet by Fritz Kreisler, and first, two performances given during the 2012 BBC Proms. The great philosophical novel by Nietzsche, Also sprach Zarathustra, inspired one of Richard Strauss's best-loved works, a tone poem intended, he said, as a homage to Nietzsche's genius. He saw its instant success when he conducted the premiere in 1896, but he could never have imagined the international audience it was to reach almost a century later, when its opening fanfare heralded the film 2001: Space Odyssey.